And support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Nurture and Support, a recommendation podcast sharing all the awesome since 2013. October of 2013, was it? Ish?
Yes.
It'll be like 5 years eventually here.
Yeah, long time.
It's episode 150. It's just a number. Hi, everybody. I'm Kelly Toole at KELLYTHUL on Twitter.
I'm Mel at Karmic9 on Twitter and Instagram.
We're saving our big to-dos for like 175, 200, something.
Or like 198, something weird like that. We want to keep y'all on your toes. And yeah, 150, that's please.
Yeah. Basically half the Dylan Knows catalog or something like that. So. All righty. Well, we will go ahead and get started. And I warned Mel during our intense, lengthy pre-podcast preparation that I would be channeling my inner Mike Bilinski this week. Relax. You don't need to have your children exit the room at this point in time. This is more the self-serving side of Mike that I'm channeling at this point in time. So my recommendation for this week is a video, a music video, a documentary video, kind of all sorts of different things kind of video that's available on Amazon. And if you happen to be an Amazon Prime user, it's available to you for free. And the name of this is Psychotica and Pagan, Our Summer Vacation.
Okay.
Currently number 4 on the independent charts on Amazon, just so you know.
Wow.
Might want to check out IMDb to see who some of the people are that are associated with Psychotica and Pagan, Our Summer Vacation. Because IMDb will point out to you that the director was Michael Bilinski. The writers were Michael Bilinski and Kelly Toole.
Woohoo!
Woohoo, super exciting. So this is, you know, I liked it. You know, I thought it was pretty fun. It's not too long, so you should take a look at it. And you should leave a review if you like it. It's certainly currently sitting at 5 stars with only one review. And it's from a good friend, Janica. Which, thank you, Janica, for the review. It's fun. And it is called Our Summer Vacation. It covers a variety of things. It covers the Snark Alec radio reunion that occurred early in the year where Mike announced his intention to run for president of the United States. He does some very fine editing and you get a little snippet of what that Mike Bilinski for president commercial would have looked like. And it would have been glorious had he finished the production. He did a wonderful job on that. It then transfers over to Atlanta, Georgia, where the Snark Alex got together for Snark Stock, and you get all sorts of fun little snippets of the time there. I think that's where I earned my writing credit. I'm a little murky on it, but I think that would be the space for there. And then it gets into some really cool stuff of the Psychotica. They reunited, and they did some concerts in Spain. So you get some great live footage of them and some just really cool fan interactions in terms of there are some very passionate Psychotica fans out there. Mike's one of them, but you see some very, very cool things. Pat Briggs, who was on Snark Alec Radio a few times, is the kind of architect, leader of Psychotica, and he has kind of some cool moments with the fans. That's really cool to see. And then we don't get to really see them in action, but we do get to see Pagan, who went to South America. What could possibly go wrong going to South America? And a lot of footage of some beautiful country and a monkey attack, which is like the spoiler. Sorry, there's a monkey attack at the end of the video. You got to watch it all the way through there. So it's fun. Mike did a fantastic job editing this and putting it all together. It's on Amazon. You should check it out. It's not going to cost you anything. Like I said, leave that review if you like it. If you don't, you know, just tweet me and tell me you didn't like it. Or tweet Mike and tell him you didn't like it. But no need to leave a review if you didn't like it.
Definitely don't leave a bad review on Kelly's IMDb page.
Absolutely not. It needs to remain pristine. I built a little altar with a screen that brings that up just because I'm so, you know, it's the little things that excite me. So
yes.
But it said Mike was the architect behind all this. He did take some fine footage from my Android phone that's included in a couple different portions, particularly kind of in the Snark Alec radio. Well, only the Snark Stock activity. But there's a decent amount of things there. Fun fact, you get to see yours truly fairly early in that portion in preparation for the rest of the people to join us. And I'm sitting in a hotel room, just kind of monologuing to the camera. Little DVD commentary for you. That was take number 8 of what I did to eventually get that done. And it doesn't look like it. It looked like I probably could have done a few more. Certainly didn't look like I said, oh, let me save the good one. But, you know, it's there. But it's fun. It's on Amazon. Our Summer Vacation is how you will find it, because apparently Amazon didn't like Psychotica and Pagan, Our Summer Vacation. They thought the name was too long, so you'll find it on Amazon as Our Summer Vacation. You might need to search on Our Summer Vacation space Pagan. It's probably the best way to bring it up. Give it a view. Mike did some fantastic job editing it. And so that's my self-serving recommendation for the week.
Well, that's cool, because I remember when Mike was posting all the pictures from when they went to South America on Instagram. And those were some beautiful pictures. So the video's got to be amazing. And I really need to see the monkey attack, because that may be the origin story of some superhero, you know, legend that comes out shortly. Yeah, takes a while to incubate.
Yeah, that could definitely be. And then there's kind of really cool at the end, a montage of photos that he pulled from a variety of sources that is actually possibly one of the best parts of the video. Just pretty cool stuff. He does a fantastic job. It's pretty fun. So worth watching end to end, folks. Can't recommend it anymore.
Awesome. And I am an Amazon Prime member, so I get to go watch that for the sort of free Amazon Prime member price.
Yeah. Feels free at the moment, but it depends, you know, once a year. It depends
on how free it feels, as long as it's not close to your renew date. But that's cool. So I'll have to check that out so I can leave a review on Kelly's IMDb page about his writing credits.
That monkey could have written stuff better than this guy.
Oh, well, that the monkey kind of could possibly lead into my recommendation this week is a game, but it's a portable game, one you can play on iOS or Android or even Windows Phone or your Windows computer. And
yeah, it's good you say singular Windows Phone, because I'm pretty sure there's just one in the market somewhere.
They still claim there are some, but whatever. It will work on your Windows computer too, and the new funness of the Game Center on your Windows PC if you are still using that. So this game is called Dragon Mania Legends, and it's one of those, not precisely a card, one of the card adaptation type games, but basically it involves a lot of cute little dragons. And I got into this game from watching YouTube videos of my craft people who make polymer clay cute dragons or cute little sculptures or even stuffed animals. The company that made it, Gameloft, apparently reached out to several of them to have them run a contest and make stuff from the game. And so, of course, I love dragons. And so they were all doing these dragon-themed things with a link to the game. And I don't normally play games on my tablet or anything like that much anymore. But I decided to be supportive. You know, these people get a little bit of endorsement money from doing these sorts of things. So I clicked on the link. I downloaded it to see what it's about. It's free. So basically, you breed dragons. You make little habitats. You grow food. So you're farming. It's all of those little, you check in multiple times a day to harvest your berries for the dragons and collect your money. And then you use all that money and that food to grow your dragons, upgrade your stuff, and the point is to battle your dragons against other dragons in the game as you move across the map to win more virtual money and food for your dragons, and scrolls to educate your dragons into better skills. So obviously these types of games, everybody's played these types. They would love for you to use real money to buy. In this game, it's gems or dragons. You can buy bundles that involve a dragon and some gems or different combinations of things, because they do seasonal dragons and they have contests for uber special powerful dragons. And you can throw a lot of money at this game, but as most of us know, you can proceed at a slightly slower pace and still play these games and enjoy them. So I will put up on the blog post a video that I took of one of my baby dragons, and they're so cute. See, they start out, you have to hatch a little egg. And then you put the little egg, when the baby hatches, you put it in a little habitat, and you tickle the babies. You can tickle the older dragons too, but some of them seem kind of grumpy. But you get money for tickling your dragons. But you can only do it so much, because too much is bad. And when you feed them, eventually they get up to level 4 and then take on their adult form. So unfortunately, they only stay cute for a little while until you feed them enough to get to level 4. And they have to be level 4 to do basically anything in the game. However, if you progress far enough, or you want to throw real money at the game, there is a point at which you can buy a structure that will make your adult dragons babies again so that they're cute and adorable, but they will still have all of their big adult badass skills. So you could have a tiny little baby fighting in all your battles. So you will see on the video in the blog post of just how cute these little babies are. And they make these cute little baby dragon sounds. They're so adorable. But the video I have is of a very common little water dragon. The dragons range from being the common type to uncommon to rare to epic to legendary. There's all sorts of kinds of dragons. And then you can breed different types of dragons together to make other dragons. And there are daily challenges that they give you for, you know, you need to breed these two kinds of dragons together to hopefully, maybe, your 1 in 10 chance of getting this other particular kind of baby egg. And then you'll get points for that. So that's how they keep you checking in many times a day and keep playing. So it's fun. It's cute. I like dragons. I like cute little baby dragons. And they have neat little mishmashes of, like, I have a bumblebee dragon. He's actually kind of cute. He's orange with furry black spots like a bee on him, but he's a dragon. So I have a minotaur dragon too. He's got a cow head with a nose ring and he walks on two legs. But so the dragons are very fantastical. They have to be, but they're really, really cute. And it actually, playing this game has made me want to pull my polymer clay out and make some of these cute little dragons in polymer clay because they're just so cute. And you'll see what's built into the app is the ability to record your screen when you're interacting with your dragons. It's a neat little add-on where obviously it helps people to share videos of and screenshots of all their little critters. But you can record the microphone, or you can just record the video without the microphone. And since I was playing this on my iPad that I normally have muted, I wasn't using the microphone. So I have a whole bunch of cute videos of all of my baby dragons, but I don't have the cute sounds that they make. So,
but the one for the blog post will have sound?
Yes. Yes. It's one of my more recent ones. I went and added a second water dragon. Which is a very basic dragon that anybody can get. Oops, sorry. That anybody can get at the very beginning. Because sometimes you need some of those basic ones to do other tasks and quests. There are mines and ruins around the map that you can explore. And you might not want to use your high-powered dragons for that, if at all possible. Because you want your high-powered dragons to be fighting on the map to progress you through the map. And open up the opportunity for more money, for you to get more money, more gold, and progress through the story. There is actually sort of a little story. You are liberating Dragolandia from these Vikings who one of your early battles with one of the evil Vikings, he really just wants to make perfume. He's really there just trying to get ingredients to make perfume. So he's really not all that evil, but apparently he is standing in your way of freeing this continent for the Dragalandia.
So he must die.
Right, right. I prefer to think that when we're battling, we're not actually killing others' dragons, because that would sort of be bad, because you're supposed to be a good dragon trainer person. And if you're out there killing dragons, then that's not cool. So
do they just kind of fall off screen after battle so that their fate is unknown, or does it become clear?
They actually dissolve into this little swirly red mist. But I'm sure they're fine.
I'm sure it's blush. It's perfectly fine.
Right. I'm sure they're fine. That's just, it's like, it's probably some sort of dragon teleportation that takes them back home. Yeah, when their health gets too low. Yeah. It's fine. They're fine. I know they're just fine.
So as an IMDb credited writer, I feel like it's incumbent upon me to say, Dragonlandia, that's just lazy writing. That's lazy writing, in my opinion.
Yes, yes. But, you know, hey, the head Viking is a Dunkel Viking. So, you know, they didn't want to make it too complex. It's about the dragons. It's about battling dragons and growing food for dragons. So, it's just cute. I like it. You can put a few bucks into it if you want to get started. At level 25, you get access to clans where you can play with other people, join a clan, and I guess you will have group activities to earn special dragons and stuff like that. Being that I am not the incredibly social person that I play on Twitter, that's a joke. I have not joined a clan, but I am over level 25, so that's how much I've kind of played this game. I just really like seeing all the cute little dragons that they have, and I like the challenge of trying to breed the different kinds of dragons, because of course you have it's, you know, gamifying. Obviously, it's a game. So to keep you playing, they give you trees of dragons to complete, and you get a couple of gems for that. And so, if you breed all of this type of dragon then and complete the collection, then you get a perk. So that keeps me entertained enough to check in and plant more berries and feed more baby dragons and that kind of stuff. So I just like seeing all the cute little dragons. They're so cute. And you'll think so too, except the video that I'm going to put up is actually one of the cutest baby dragons that turns into one of the ugliest adult dragons. It's got some crazy eyes when it becomes an adult, but it's so cute as a baby. So
are there Dalmatian dragons?
Probably. Haven't come across one yet. I haven't seen one, but I wouldn't be surprised. You're probably giving them ideas. Right now they're in the middle of a Imperial Dragons celebration dragon. So right now they're in the middle of all of that. So most of the special dragons that are available right now are of that sort of nature, the Imperial type dragons. But they'll once that's over, they'll come up with something else to do. But there's a standard stable of dragons that you're able to breed that progress you through the game. So right now I'm trying to make a sunflower dragon. That's my newest challenge, is I'm supposed to somehow make a sunflower dragon. And it is a green dragon that has like a sunflower petal ruff around its neck.
There you go.
It's very stupid looking. But hey, it's supposed to be pretty powerful. So I got to go not kill me some dragons. They're just sleeping. They're okay.
You're temporal planing them. They're going to a better place.
Yes.
Sounds super cool.
I think it's cute. I like it. I periodically get sucked into these types of games, but you do have to be careful, because if you're the type of person that gets really obsessed with progressing in these types of games, you will be very tempted to give them real money. They're very good at, oh, look, this epic dragon is on sale for $9.99. And if you're not careful, you'll be throwing way too much money at this game. But
yeah, they're crafty at that in all sorts of games. So Pokemon Go excels as well.
Yeah.
But, oh, you know, you're going to hatch all these special Generation 3 Pokemon now. Maybe you want to buy a few more incubators right now. So.
Yeah. Yeah, my thing right now is to upgrade my hatchery, because right now I can only have 2 eggs in the hatchery at a time. And if I upgraded it, I could have 3. But to upgrade, I need this massive amount of gems. And to get gems quickly, you have to buy them. You earn gems in the game, but we're talking like maybe 5 or 6 max a day. And when you need like 600 to do something, you're looking at a long haul. So anyway, that is Dragon Mania Legends. And it's available on any app store you care to look at out there. And it's just super cute. And I like it. And it'll keep you entertained for a while.
So I think you solved the problem for the title for this episode. So we can do Get Thee to a Hatchery as a title for the episode.
That sounds good.
Credited writer. That's what you do. You come up with stuff like that.
Yes.
That's good. Excellent. Super cool. So I have, do you have social media rec for this week?
No, I had one, but I forgot it and I can't find it. It was on Instagram. I know that much.
We'll save it for episode 198. Yes. It'll be a special one for there. Mel's lost recommendation.
Right. Might resurface by then.
That would be very cool. So something that would, you know, given our tens of listeners to nurture and support, this will speak to one or two of them who have any frame of reference to the old sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati. But my recommendation for this week is My Rye Rodriguez. So in the typical Les Nessman fashion. But actually, it's Miri Rodriguez. And she is at MIRIROD, so Miri Rod, on Twitter. She works for Microsoft. Her job title for Microsoft is she's a storyteller. Microsoft storyteller. That'd be kind of cool on a business card. And she is very cool. And so she posts some pretty interesting stuff, as you might expect. Some of it ties to things that her organization cares about and is interested in from the use of technology. Probably shouldn't have picked on the window phone recommending her. Poor planning on my part. But you know, kind of topical social media stuff. She's very friendly, very interactive, and just, you know, in a time when it's sometimes hard to find positive, friendly influences on Twitter, she's one of them. So good person to, a good positive energy to add to your timeline. So that's Miri Rodriguez. That's at MIRIROD, Miri Rod on Twitter.
Cool.
And speaking of things that get a lot uglier as they get older, we're going to turn it over to Matt, who's going to give you all the information. We do have to put all these together at some point in time. I could just send it to him. I'm sure he'd be delighted to hear these.
I'm sure.
Probably not. But he'll give you all the information in his deep baritone on how you can connect to us on Twitter, on Instagram, not on Instagram, Gmail that we seldom check. The blog, iTunes, etc., Stitcher, so all those different places. So Matt will give you all the lowdown on that. Thanks again to Alicia for the great beginning music. Thank you, Mel, for making sure we make note of that every blog post, because it is good to thank these very talented people, one of which I pick on too much, but it's very cool. So on that note, I'm going to say thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting.